This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got to continue our salute to Duke Ellington. As I mentioned in the first hour, my sidekick, Bill Satterlee, is on a well-deserved vacation, so I'll be doing the Duke Ellington salute tonight solo. We're going to open up the second hour with Freddie Hubbard from Indianapolis, world-famous trumpet player, doing a Duke Ellington Juan Tizol composition, Caravan, from Freddie's Impulse album, The Artistry of Fred Hubbard, cut in July of 62. He's ably assisted by some real great musicians, Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Gilmore on tenor sax, and Tommy Flanagan on piano. Let's listen to Caravan.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's and Wantisall's composition, Caravan, done by Indianapolis' own Freddie Hubbard. We'd like to remind you, you can find us on the web at thefeelingofjazz.org, or you can email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com. And finally, you can listen to us on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM or online at thelakeshorefm.org. We're going to move on now with our Ellington salute, and this is from a Prestige Swingville album called Rockin' and Rhythm. The collective name of the group was the Swingville All-Stars, including a former Ellington trumpet man, Taft Jordan, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, former alto tenor sax man with the Ellington band, Al Sears, former bass man with the Ellington band, Wendell Marshall, Don Abney on piano, Gus Johnson on drums. This is an Ellington composition, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. continue our salute to Duke Ellington. That was the Swingville All-Stars doing an Ellington composition. Things ain't what they used to be. We had Taft Jordan on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Al Sears on tenor sax. Now we're going to turn to my man Zoot Sims from his Pebble album, cut in September '76, Hawthorne Nights. Here's another swinging, straight ahead tune by Ellington, main stem, and Zoot is backed up here by a studio big band of numerous men of great skill. Let's listen to Zoot Sims play main stem.
Thank you.
That's my man, Suit Sims, on tenor sax, backed up by a big band doing Duke Ellington's main stem from his album Hawthorne Nights. And I also noticed in there that there was some fine soprano sax work there by Jerome Richardson. Now we're going to talk to the, I guess Duke would consider him the leading soloist he had in his band for about close to 40 years. That's alto sax man Johnny Hodges. And also includes Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax and Benny Carter on alto sax. This is from a Pabel album cut in July of 67. It's a concert, and it was produced by Norman Granz, and he was not one to be shy about titling his albums. And this one is modestly called The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World, and it could well have been. And this group is going to play Ellington's little jump tune, Sea Jam Blues. Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins. Benny Carter. And Johnny Hodges.
I don't need to reintroduce the artists, the frontline soloists. Norman Granz did a nice job of it right there from the greatest jazz concert in the world, July of 1967. We're going to turn now to a gentleman, tenor sax man, who was spent about three tours with the Ellington Band, was a master of the ballad, Ben Webster on tenor sax. This is from his Riverside album, cut in 1963, called Soulmates. Here's a great, beautiful Ellington composition a lot of people are not familiar with, called Come Sunday.
Thank you.
intersex tone of Ben Webster doing an absolutely gorgeous Duke Ellington composition called Come Sunday. Well, now, here's the only track we played tonight in which actually the Duke Ellington Big Band itself is involved in this salute to Duke Ellington. All the rest of the tunes have been by artists other than Duke Ellington. It is a salute to Duke by Ella Fitzgerald, but this is quite a salute because it's Ella Fitzgerald singing a Duke Ellington songbook backed by the Duke Ellington Band. And here's one of Duke's neat little swingers that he did out all down through the years, Drop Me Off in Harlem.
There's no one down in Dixie who can take me away from my hot Harlem. Harlem has those southern skies, they're in my baby's smile. I idolize my baby's eyes and classy uptown style. If Harlem moved to China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. Smile. I idolize my baby's eyes and classy uptown style. If I have moved to China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. If Harlem moved to China, I know nothing finer than to be in Harlem.
Vocal stylings of Ella Fitzgerald, backed by the Duke Ellington Big Band in June of 1957 on her Verve album number one, Salute to Duke Ellington. That was an Ellington composition, of course, Drop Me Off in Harlem. She did a second album, which we played in the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz, which was Sloot Ellington backed by a small group. That was the big band. Now we're going to move on and do a tune called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin', written, of course, by Duke Ellington. And this is, features the tenor sax of Jimmy Forrest, backed up by a big band, cut in June of 1962 from Jimmy Forrest's album Soul Street. Jimmy Forrest doing Ellington's Just a Sittin' and Rockin', backed up by a studio big band. And we're going to turn now to tenor sax man Sonny Rollins from his prestige album Sonny Rollins and the Modern Jazz Quartet. Of course, the Modern Jazz Quartet is composed of Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, John Lewis on piano, and at that time it was Kenny Clark on drums rather than Connie Kaye. This is Sonny Rollins doing Duke Ellington's composition In a Sentimental Mood. Jazz Quartet doing Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood. Well, we're going to close out the show tonight with a Duke Ellington composition called Just Squeeze Me, cut from a prestige album that Miles did in 1955 with his classic quintet at that time of Red Garland on piano, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Red Garland on piano. Before we sign off for the evening, I'd like to remind you that you can find us on the web at thefeelingofjazz.org, or you can email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com. And please try to listen to us on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM as we stream online at thelakeshorefm.org. So let's close out the show with Miles Davis doing Just Squeeze Me.